Wow,
this is some really deep stuff.
I don't know what just happened, but something happened inside of me. Something snapped. Something.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's beautiful.
Monster is like really small, but it had to become that to stop me.
And then the hurt child became present when you mentioned it.
And I didn't realize this until now.
There were things that I didn't remember until now.
Funny, I haven't seen that before.
It feels like I'm the monster. I'm kind of seeing images of things. Of a world where they can exist.
This clarity brings all kinds of answers.
It's clear. She, like, hugged me and then went back to her place, I guess, in my heart.
Oh, it wants to come out. It wants the bippity boppity boop Cinderella me. Like,
she's like melted into like my chest. It's like ooey gooey.
Y'all, we've been finishing things, cleaning up more, started eating vegetables again last week. And it kind of just started happening.
It's almost like I just finished going through a meditation session.
I feel like, you know, when you hit that first joint, like in the morning, and you...
I actually feel a lot more awake.
You and I talked about last time that there were a couple of things that I could remind you about starting in this conversation. One is that you have the right to cut things out of conversations.
Right.
So that's one thing that I wanted to remind you about. And the other is that I could offer somewhat of a synopsis about our last conversation.
That would be good. I would like that because, once again, I have no memory of it, James. I don't know why that happens. I'm so confused by why that happens, but... I'm just getting to the point of just saying it's a thing and accepting it.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe in the future I could send you the notes that I take about those conversations after our calls, and then you'll be able to at least refer to them if you want to.
That would be really helpful, actually. Yes.
Okay.
Because I do find it quite unsettling that I can't remember. You know, like it seems not to be a... it makes me feel a wee bit abnormal.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, some notes would be really helpful. Thank you. That would be good.
Okay. They're not usually very well polished immediately after.
No.
But... Yeah.
Yeah, the polish isn't the point. It's just the the reference. That would be lovely. So what did we do last time? What have you got from last time?
You were talking about family business and just how about boundaries that you had set up and about parts that had different opinions about those boundaries. And then there was an angry part that was angry at all the parts inside of you that just wouldn't learn the lesson. And I had a lovely conversation with that angry part, and it agreed that it would make space if you would not fall asleep. And then there was some sadness. You tried to visit the angry part some fear came up around visiting it, And we worked with that part too, and it relaxed.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. It's coming back. And I had just sent an email or something, had I? And the phone kept pinging.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Hmm.
Huh. It's so bonkers that I can't remember that. I mean, I am remembering it now, so it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But so weird that I can't access it without a prompt. It's so odd. Never mind. Yes.
I use prompts. I use prompts. I recommend other people use prompts. There's a lot of prompts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, are there any that you would like to get to know better or change your relationship with?
Hmm. I haven't got anything clearly.
Mm-hmm.
There is something else on my mind, I realized in that little meditation, it keeps coming up. Maybe I'll just talk a little bit, and it's very unclear and
If you want to just
unfocused at the moment,
Start with whatever.
Yeah. So we may well need to cut all this out because it's going to be about someone else and
mm-hmm.
I don't have their permission. So it's about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned about her. So we'll start right at the beginning. When I was pregnant with her, the last few months of my pregnancy with her, I was, excuse me, I was not in good shape. Excuse me. And the first few months after she was born, I was in terrible shape.
Mm-hmm.
So just as an example of that, I thought she was a wonderful baby. I was so pleased she was such a wonderful baby because she slept all the time and I was really grateful for that because I just felt like I couldn't have coped with a crying baby.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that the reason she was sleeping a lot was because I wasn't producing enough milk. The poor little bugger was starving. Well, not starving, but she wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't getting enough nutrition, which was really scary. It scared me so much.
Yeah.
And it was picked up on really quickly. So, because she wasn't putting weight on as she should, and you know, I was asked all the right questions and it was figured out pretty quickly. So we sort of got that sorted. But I suppose for the first 4 years of her life and probably on longer than that, she had a pretty tough time, poor little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a lot of guilt around that. And she has a lot of, she has a lot of issues with her body and,
mm-hmm.
She rang me on Saturday, quite distressed. And by the end of the conversation, you know, she was starting to come right, and it was pretty good. And she hates having, well, not having to call me, but, you know, her line is, you know, I'm 35 years old and I have to ring my mother up. You know, she, so she often doesn't talk to me until the very, until there's no other option really. And, so it's a hard one. It's because I get that. I entirely get that. And for me, what happens is that I come away from those conversations, I come away from them with a lot of stuff. I come away, I feel gratitude that I can offer that to her, and
yeah,
and that we're good enough with each other for it to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But I also come away with it with, you know, huge guilt about how much of that was about. I kind of make it about me, and I hate that I make it about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like I have that whole thing that, oh my God, it was my fault, I'm so guilty. And then, and she, when we first started discussing, we've had quite a lot of discussions about that whole first period of her life. Because I brought it up with her, because I really, really needed to let to make sure that she knew that it was never, ever, ever her fault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever happened, it was, she hadn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and oh, I'm all over the place, James. Sorry, I can't follow a thought through here properly. But anyway, okay. That's kind of the biggest thing I've got at the moment is that conversation with her, my concern for her, my immediately turning it into all about me. Oh, poor me, I was such a bad mother, blah, blah. And,
yeah.
And then I'm lost.
And that part, the one that hates that, the one that hates that guilt part.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God. I've got to remember. Think in parts. Jenny, think in parts. Yes. Yes. I get taken over by them and I
we all
forget
do.
To remember. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all welcome. And you are, you know, you and I talking, it's about trying to help you notice parts. So you get to, you know, if you were doing your own solo parts work, you would have this mindset of, okay, I'm going to meet parts and I'm going to notice them and bring self to them. But I think one of the great things about two people doing it together is that you can just speak whatever comes up and can count on me to do some of that parts detecting.
Yes.
So it's great. It's great.
Thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. That's exactly what's happened. Is that ever since Saturday, I have not been doing the parts detecting, and you've just done, yes, okay, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So can you tell me again what they are?
All right. Let's see. There's the one who feels guilty and says, it's because of me, whatever's going on with her is because of me. There's the one that hates that and maybe mocks that and says, oh God, you want to make it all about you. And then there is just concern in general. I don't know if that's a part, but just concern for her.
For my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of sadness here right now as well. So we can add that to the list.
I will certainly add that.
Yeah.
And what's the message of the sadness?
Can you ask that a different way? What is...
Anything about it. Yeah, what is it telling you? What does it want you to know?
What does it want me to know? Gosh, that question always...
Yes, and you mentioned that last time that question can shut you down.
Yeah,
You can just notice it. Notice it in your body and how it shows up.
Yeah. What I notice is helplessness. That's what I notice.
Okay. Yeah.
Sadness and helplessness come hand in hand. They're kind of almost the same, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can just let that part know that you're picking it up. You notice it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real... It's a real sense of powerlessness, no agency in the world. That that all that is available to me is sadness. That's that's the only thing that
And did you let it know that you notice it?
Not yet. I'm experiencing it rather than, I need some space from it. That's what I need.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Quite hard to get.
Well, I think you already have done some of that. Just by naming it, you're saying, I'm feeling this. And you can kind of direct that internally and say, I'm feeling you. I'm noticing you.
Right. Yes, that's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And I can see that it's small again. We're back to small.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do you feel towards it?
I feel sorry for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how. I can see how much it lacks choices, or it feels that it lacks choices or options or Yeah.
Yeah. Just let it know that you see that about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that really clearly.
Yeah. Earlier you were talking about the guilty feeling part and the part that hates it, that hates the guilty yeah. feeling. Does it feel like they come up to maybe push this part away, the one that feels helpless?
Oh.
I know that's kind of a...
Yeah, no, it's a good thing to explore the relationships there. They feel a bit separate, actually. They feel...
That's fine.
Quite tricky to work out.
Okay. And which of these parts feel...
I don't know what the relationship is. That's fine. Yeah.
Which of these parts feel like they need your attention the most?
I think the guilt.
Okay.
Maybe the guilt, yeah.
Okay. So
guilt is jumping around. But
okay. Can you ask the helplessness part if it would give you space so you can meet with the guilt part?
Yeah, it's no problem at all.
Great. And how about the one who hates the guilty feeling? Can you ask space from it?
Yeah. At the moment, guilt is a lot bigger than the hate one.
Mm-hmm.
Guilt has been very demanding.
Okay. How do you feel towards it?
Towards the guilt one? It's much bigger than me. And it's very demanding, and I feel totally inadequate to...
You feel helpless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Helpless is... okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I thought it might have been a little quick to be... oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Well, I saw it curling up saying, you go for it. I'm helpless, so you do your thing. But yeah.
Maybe you can find a way to help it be more comfortable in its curling up.
Yeah.
Maybe you can put it in its own space where it has what it needs and is comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, it's really useful having someone here to spot all this stuff, James. So thank you. Okay, helplessness, what do you need to... I shouldn't use that word, should I? But what popped up was the little one with the blanket. And she's kind of said, I can play with it.
Yeah, if it's all right with that other one.
Yeah, let's see. Well, the other one doesn't really know what play means. But the little one is just going, eh, I'll just show it stuff.
If it feels right for you and for the parts.
Yeah, that they're...
If anything doesn't feel right, that they can come back and get your attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And the little one knows that because she and I, we're pretty good buds now.
Yeah.
So I'm encouraging them to... Let's go outdoors and look at leaves and see if they can find ants to watch.
Nice. Fun.
Or other little critters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Things that they're bigger than.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I think they're... almost. What? I think I need to shut the door.
Yeah, could have like a glass door, a tinted glass door.
Yeah. I can see their shapes outside, but not any of the details. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
And I trust the little one not to run off anywhere. They're just hanging out on the... There's heaps to see down there in the grass, you know. Yeah, that's much better. Okay.
Great. How about that guilty one?
Yeah, that guilty one.
How do you feel towards it?
A little less afraid. Yeah. Yeah, a bit curious. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
There's this thing that happens quite often, and I'm not sure what it's about because it's not one of the eight C's of self. But I often feel a little amused by them sometimes, not in a sneery or mocking way, but they just kind of make me smile, you know.
Yeah.
They're kind of I'm quite fond, you know, generally speaking, I'm quite fond of sort of nonsense stuff or absurdity or, and I'm not saying that they're absurd, I'm just saying I see the quirkiness of them. Not so much playfulness, it's more kind of like, how weirdly interesting. Like, you are really weird, but I like weird. Weird is interesting. Holds my attention much more than pretty, you know. Like, I much rather look at weird things than pretty things. And it makes me, weirdness makes me smile. And so quite often the parts I feel quite, sort of amused by them. But like I say, not in a put down way. They just make me smile. That's all. Yeah.
Right. Yep. When you're in self-energy, they do.
So I'm looking at guilty pattern saying, you're a bit odd.
Right, right. Yeah, and you're curious about him? It?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So maybe just try inviting it to speak with you?
What makes you so odd and weird?
What makes you unique?
Unique, yes. That's a good word. Yes.
Let it know you're curious. Ask it what it wants you to know, if that question works for you.
Yeah. There's a feeling of it. When I ask any of those things, there's a feeling of it that it gets quite it sort of back chats me.
Still with me?
And not just this part, but a lot of them.
Oh, well.
Kind of get smart, Alec, with me. That time.
Hi, I just was gone for about 15 seconds.
Okay.
Did you not notice you? So that means you were telling me details about this part.
Yeah, I was telling you about how they get a bit. They back chat me a bit. They get a bit smart, Alec-y.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't mind at all. I find quite amusing and quite
Yeah, so you're welcoming of how they're showing up?
Yeah. I quite like a bit of character, you know.
Yeah. So this is the guilty one you're with still?
Yes. So when I ask or when I search for why are you here, they just look at me and go, duh. Like,
yeah.
What a dumb question. Like, and you know, yes, of course I'm unique. Like, what did you think? There's going to be armies of us, armies of me.
Right.
I'm here for a reason. You know, like you do ask some, this is the part talking now. Mm-hmm. The part is saying you do ask some extraordinarily dumb questions.
Mm. Yeah. And you're feeling welcoming of how it's showing up and what it's saying.
Yeah. It makes me laugh. Well, smile, perhaps laugh is too much of it.
Yeah. And how does it feel to the part to be able to just express this to you?
It's relieved that it finally. You know, being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that it's smart ass back chat is not, you know, it's not putting me off.
Yeah.
That it's okay for it to have a bit of an attitude, you know.
Right. Okay.
It's not terribly willing to give me any information, though. It feels like it feels like the message it's giving me is I don't have to tell you. You know. Why are you asking me these questions? You know, is what it's saying.
Okay. That's all right.
All you have to do is look, for heaven's sake.
Mm.
Like, use your eyes and use your... You know...
Well, you could let it know that I don't know, so that might be a good reason. It has someone it could justify filling in if it wanted to, because I'm curious too.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a hopeful place.
Yeah, you can let it know that it's welcome to tell me anything. And if it doesn't want to, that's okay too.
Yeah, it's saying, okay, what do you want to know then?
Oh, well, what don't I want to know? There's nothing specific. I want to know how this part came to be and how it spends its time, how it feels. What is
it feels. It's a bit pissed off.
Yeah. So want to say more about that?
It's annoyed that it has to exist at all.
Oh. Okay.
And that it is a dumb fucking job.
Yeah.
And
if it didn't have to do that job, would it like to exist in a different way?
It's what I'm getting right now is, who are you talking to? I don't know.
It's okay.
It wants to know if you're talking to me or to it.
Does it want me to talk to you or to it?
I think it would quite like you to talk directly to it.
Can you say that again? I didn't quite hear.
I think it would like you to talk directly to it. It feels a bit...
I'd love to.
Yeah, because okay. It is a bit pissed off. Okay. When, yeah.
Okay. So, part that has felt guilty and now pissed off, or has recently felt pissed off by talking with you now?
I'm pissed off all the time.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off that I'm pissed off that she sees me as guilty.
Right. That's what we were even calling you, right? The guilty part.
Yeah. Yeah, like for fuck's sake.
I know. I mean, it's a problem it's a problem with IFS. I know that you're not the guilty part.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Prove it. I don't know about that.
Earlier, I asked if you wanted to exist if you didn't have to do that job. And what I meant by that was that came from me understanding that you're there for a good reason and that your feelings are there for a good reason and that you don't, theoretically, you don't have to just feel guilty, that you could have other ways of using your energy. That's what I believe.
Yeah, well, guilt is the only way that I have found to get any attention at all.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a pain in the ass, actually, to tell you the truth.
Tell me the truth. I bet it's awful. Sounds awful.
It just is. It is just so frustrating. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even.
It's okay. You can be frustrated.
Like, I'm really frustrated with her.
I know, I hear that.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and I wish she'd
stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hey?
I was going to say, and are you also frustrated with the parts that just want you to go away? Or laugh at you and say, yeah?
Yeah, no, nobody laughs at me, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't laugh at me, but.
Yeah.
Like, she makes really dumb, bad choices, you know? Really dumb fucking choices. Bad choices, man.
Bad decisions. Yeah. And then you need to get her attention to alert her of making bad decisions.
Yeah.
And you do that with the guilt role, right?
Yeah, because it's the only bloody thing she listens to.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't like that you have to do that?
No.
No. And when you say bad decisions, these are sometimes really serious, right?
Huge. Fucking huge. Like life-changing shit.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been doing this job?
Since you was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers are the pits, man.
Yeah, a lot of bad decisions. And if you don't use the guilt to shut them down, then...
Yeah. They think they know everything, you know?
Right.
And they think that all that matters is what makes me feel good right now.
Right, right.
Even when they fucking know. Even when they know.
Yep.
That what they're doing is wrong and what they're doing is... Because she bloody knew, man. She knew.
Right. Well, like you were just saying, even when they know. So the information part is not able to stop them, but you know a way to stop them or at least slow things down.
Oh, yeah, the information part. That part is pretty fucking weak, actually.
Like, but it gets put on a pedestal, right?
No, she ignores it. She's got the information. She knows the information. She bloody well ignores it.
Put on a pedestal in this idea that, like, oh, if only we have the right information. Why isn't she doing this if she has the information? There's this idea that the information part is, you know, supposed to be able to make us do everything. Yeah. And you know that it doesn't work and that guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt can get her attention.
The information part is so fucking full of itself. It just thinks it needs to swan in and, you know, say, I'm here.
Yeah. I got a super information part, and yeah, it sounds just like that. Yep.
Yeah.
I get it.
Especially back then. Back then it was really bad. Back then the information part just...
teenagers are just the smartest people on the planet, aren't they?
Oh, God.
Everyone else is wrong.
Well, and even worse than that, even if they're right, I don't give a shit. I don't care because this is what I want to do.
Right. Sounds rough.
Yeah, so guilt was the only tool I had to bop her on the head with.
Yeah.
And even then she still made a mess of things.
And you're quickly able to kind of see those memories and see how rough things were, especially at that age.
A few of them, I'm not.
Yeah.
They're a bit ridiculous, and I don't really want to see them. But there's a few of them.
They're kind of notches on your belt, though. Things that you've had to overcome and.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to rush in big time. I mean, even the guilt wasn't enough, though. You know what I mean? She just.
Yeah. I know. You can do your job. You can put 100% guilt, and then you find that the system just finds another way to put itself in danger.
Yeah. God damn it. She could convince herself of anything, that one.
Yeah. Sounds to me like you're trying to protect.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my best, but it's...
Yeah. And that you haven't been appreciated.
Well, I haven't even managed to do it very well, actually. I sort of, get to a point of giving up, actually.
Yeah. And then you just feel like you're just being wasted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never really entirely not been there, but there are times when I just say, oh, fuck it, let them all have their way. all those other parts that make you so smart.
Yeah.
It's just exhausting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. Yep. Earlier you were saying, or we were agreeing, that guilt isn't your only attribute. That maybe that's a role that you know well and that you've used.
It's the one I'm used to.
Yeah. What would you rather be doing if you didn't have to work so hard?
Well, that could only happen.
If she stopped making bad decisions.
I have it. Yeah. That could only happen if I trusted her to, you know, get it together and...
Right.
And I don't trust that.
Yeah, so if she were able to. Or maybe she just gets it halfway together. What would you rather be doing with any degree of freedom?
If I believed she could make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a stretch.
What if you believe, if that's a stretch, what if you just had better communication with her? And you were just able to show her more quickly and she would respond when you said, hey, this is going to be, or this. Better. Yeah.
Yeah. If she paid attention a bit more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would lighten the load a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I think she can do that. That would be my goal in working with her.
Yeah. Huh. Well, bully for you, mate.
I mean, I'm not making any promises, and I don't know to what degree, like, that she's gonna do it or follow up with it. I just know that she's capable of it.
Part of the problem, though, that I think you're not quite grasping here mm-hmm. is that the decisions that she's done have already been done and they are having consequences today. And she cannot go back and undo those decisions.
Right.
I can get that she could make some good decisions now. I've even seen her do that a few times.
Uh-huh. Right.
But... those bad decisions, you can't undo them.
Right. Yeah. All the ones with her daughter and on back, right?
Yeah, even before her.
Mm-hmm. So those decisions were really important. You see that they have really serious consequences. And even though you know that she can't go back and do them, you still find it important to call attention to them because they matter so much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think there's value in that. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because she needs to make the connection, you know?
Right. She needs to see the pattern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that way, those past decisions do have some value in the way that you call attention to them.
Yeah.
And you kind of bring them to the present by saying, okay, well, if they're not, if they're in the past and you don't care about them, I can make you feel guilty right now.
Yeah.
And
how the hell else do you learn? If you don't look back, if she doesn't look back and remember that shit and see what it's done, how the hell is she, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I do think there are other ways to look back and to learn.
What?
Yeah, I mean, again, this would be something that she would need to do. So I'm not saying it's, you know, so let's snap our fingers and do it this other way. But I know that she can look back into her past and learn proactively and without guilt.
Huh. I don't think so. I don't even like the guilt is the thing. Like that's what else could it be?
Well, there's been all the conversations that I've had with her where she's managed to go back into the past and meet parts without guilt and to learn from them in a way that she's been able to learn these new sides of them. Not just the thing that went wrong, but even more. She's able to learn all this context and kind of integrate those prior parts and memories in a way that's that kind of sees and honors and acknowledges the struggle and the bad decisions, if you will, but also accepts and sees the context around it and the feelings of the parts.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome. That. Okay.
I can hear that you're sure about that.
Yeah.
But I ain't.
Right. And that's because, and correct me if I'm wrong, you don't really talk with her face to face.
No, not really.
She doesn't come and meet you and share how things are and
well, I don't need it to. Right. I just needed to hear me. I just needed to go to know the shit decision she made. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's how it all looks from your side of the table. And when you learn who she really is and what she's capable of, and she shows you that. And she shows you the work she's done and she catches you up on some things, then you'll also see more of what she can offer you from her position.
It's a pretty weird thought.
Yeah, it's all pretty weird, but it keeps working, so... She likes weird.
Yeah, I heard her say that. Well, it's not making a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you're saying, and I hear that it could make sense, but I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
I'm not getting it.
Okay. I think you can just ask her if you'd like to ask her if she can give you some of that, if she can acknowledge you and see you for who you are, or at least start to.
Um,
How's it going?
I don't know if I want it.
Who am I speaking with? Same part?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to say more?
So, my job is to get her attention with the guilt.
Yes.
That's my job. And if she starts doing anything more than just feeling that guilt, I don't know why, but I'm
not suggesting that she stop. I'm suggesting that she notices you more, just like you asked for.
Yeah,
that she pays attention to you.
Yeah, okay, that's a bit scary, actually.
Okay.
Like, the guilt.
Like you'll have less power?
No, it's kind of a protective thing. It protects me as well, you know.
Okay.
Like I'm not sure I want her pulling the curtain back. Everything might just crumble then. I don't know what's making sense anymore.
It's okay.
She needs to get on. She needs to feel she needs to understand the repercussions of the decisions that she makes.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to do that. And she needs to do that efficiently and effectively so that she makes better decisions. And that's my job. If she can do that, then I've done my job. And what it would be good is if she could do that without if she could do that efficiently, and then I could just go and relax.
Okay.
And I don't even need her. That's all I need. I just need her to.
Right. You're saying you don't need her. You don't need her fawning over you. You're happy to go relax. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Being efficient.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I mean, not all parts want a lot of attention. It's nothing. It's fine. They like being acknowledged generally, but relaxing is is a great option.
Yeah, that just means that I could. Yeah, have some time off.
Okay.
If I believe that she could do that.
Yeah. She could understand the repercussions and really pay attention to that and make that part of how she operates.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if she did do that, and maybe if I could relax a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
There might be something, you know.
This all makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I might find something else that I like to do, but right at the moment, I'm not convinced that I'm not still needed, you know, to do that.
Yep. That's fine. I appreciate everything you have shared and that message of her understanding the repercussions. And
yeah,
you showed us some of what it's like to be you and those memories and your how important you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thanks for getting it.
Yeah, I'm going to, if it's all right with you, I'll go check in with Jeannie and see what she got.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for the chat.
Okay. That was a nice chat. How you doing, Jeannie? Yeah, the one who likes weird, curious, can make space for parts and provide really nice environments for them.
Yeah. Hello. that was interesting.
I thought so. I thought it was very interesting. Seems like a really valuable part.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that it would realize that I do make better decisions now.
Yeah, it said that. It said that it realizes that.
Did it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I see she's doing better.
It still has to be. I just heard the message that it still has to be here, that it doesn't really trust me.
Yeah. Right. So that would be what you can work on with it. Or like it said, it might not even need you to work with it. It needs you to understand repercussions. It needs you to acknowledge them and use them for your future decisions, I guess. So, is that what you heard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got any ideas on what's next or how to do that?
Yeah, no. No, I think it's something to do with having space and time. Like, I think it's to do with you know what just came up was impulsivity.
Yeah, it said the same thing. It said the thing about the teen, which was the same thing we heard about the 5-year-old, 6-year-old going to school.
Yes. So part of it is that if you can't base good decisions on impulse.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, just what feels good. That's what it was complaining about with the teen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about what feels good. It's about what, yeah, well, I guess it is actually, isn't it? Yeah. So sorry, I'm trying to understand something here and I'm not.
It's all right. It's all right. So that's what it's all about, is you understanding.
Yeah, I'm finding it hard to. It's to do with. It's not.
Yeah, just stay with it.
Making good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Making good decisions requires a number of things. sort of multi-dimensional.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's a whole bunch of factors.
Right.
And one of the factors is giving the decision or giving the process of decision making time. Like that's yes. where the impulsivity comes
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
It's good decision making actually requires time. Like it's good to take time.
Right, right.
It's okay to
Sleep on it.
It's okay. Yeah. And to say, it's okay to say, actually right now I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll get back to you next week.
Yeah. I don't know what the decision is right now. I don't have to have one right now. I can ponder this. I can.
Mm-hmm. So there's a part that really thinks that you do need to have the decision right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the one that has a really close relationship with guilt, because the one that wants to make the decision right now, that's when guilt pops up and says, you'll be fucking sorry.
Right. Right.
This is,
And I bet the one that wants to make the decision right now has a similar message of, no, you'll be sorry if we wait any longer.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is the moment. If you don't do it now, you've lost the moment, man.
Yeah.
And you may never feel this way again.
Never feel what way?
Whatever the way is that's causing her to make for this decision to feel like the right one right now.
Yeah, you want to learn from this part about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, what's it afraid would happen if she didn't make the decision right now? She wouldn't feel this way again.
She'll lose out on something really fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you want to show us more about that? But or about what that's been like?
It's been in the past. That's been about the thrill of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the opportunity, here's the choice, here's how you're feeling. This is going to be, you know, This will be amazing and exciting, and you should choose it right now. And if you don't, it's going to be lost, and you will have lost that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you find those thrills to be valuable and want to make sure that she gets to have her thrills.
Yeah, and it's about being, you know, transgressive.
Yeah, it's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, it's about doing the wrong thing for the sake of it, because it's wrong. Doing it because it's wrong.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
And if you stop to think about it too long, you'll fucking realize it's wrong and you won't do it, and then it'll be gone.
Ah, and yeah. So if you act fast enough, then you can beat the other parts to the punch and get the thrill. Yes. And they can deal with the guilt later, but you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So you're very sensitive and aware of what feels good and what you want to go for.
Yeah.
You're quick to notice that. Yeah.
Exciting and mm-hmm. naughty.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because those things, you know, make you special.
Yeah. Yeah, they make you special. If you didn't have them, you wouldn't be.
Yeah, totally. And then that bloody guilt comes along and, you know, throws cold water over the whole lot. Takes away the special. You're special still, but in the wrong sort of way.
Yeah.
You're especially bad. You made a bad choice.
Right. Right. So if you don't get the thing, then I'm guessing kind of another part feels not special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. But you know what?
Hmm.
This is Jeannie here again.
Oh, hey.
You know what? She was a freaking teenager, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's what... It's what teenagers do. Is they
do stuff. They try stuff. They push the boundaries.
They take risks.
They take risks. It's a good time to do it. You heal quickly, and you still have your mom and dad around to call when shit goes wrong.
Yeah, I think part of the problem was that mum and dad, they really weren't there as much as they should have been.
Mm. Yeah.
She was pretty good. She was pretty good at. She was pretty good at hiding what she was doing.
Right.
And they were a bit. They were both a bit. Yeah. They were good when she was a little kid. When she was a teenager, they kind of dropped the ball a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing that might make her feel a little less special.
Yeah. Well, it made her feel a little less safe, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she would have... appreciated them coming in and just saying, nah, not happening, kiddo. But they never did.
That would have made her feel more safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as Jeannie, I can almost see that the reason they didn't come in and say, no, kiddo, sorry, not happening, particularly with my mum, was that she had all these frickin' parts.
Yeah, that is,
doing
that is why.
Doing me up with her. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And can you see this... teenager that doesn't feel safe or special?
Say that again, James.
Can you see that teenager who doesn't feel safe or special?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to, any message you want to send her? Or can you just invite her to notice you?
Yeah, I'll try and get it attention.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's happening. I'm feeling maybe sad.
Sad for her?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a compassionate sadness?
Yeah.
You want to just show her that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Show her that. Show her that. Show her how much that matters and she matters to you.
Yeah. She wants to come be with me.
Great. That's great.
He's making me laugh. Because she's she's doing that teenage thing, you know, that teenagers do, saying, "Ooh, don't hug me."
Right, right, right.
But at the same time, saying, "You better bloody hug me."
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep, she can have it her way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm I'm just kind of, I'm kind of going, I don't mind, whatever you want.
Right.
Like, you know how teenagers hate it when you when adults get so invested in them, you know, and get right. So I don't even know what the word is, but you know,
kind of nosy.
Yeah, kind of nosy, but also kind of, you know. Are you okay, dear? You know, you know, tell me about your feelings. And you go, oh, fuck.
Right, 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 right.
Like, they would much rather, sort of do something together rather than, you know, have a hug.
Right,
they would rather,
right. Yeah. She had a mom that had the have a hug part come up occasionally, but didn't have so much of the just do stuff together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in the and just be cool, mom, you know, like just hang.
Yeah.
I don't need deep and meaningfuls, and I don't need you to be worried about yourself. Just come hang with me. Yeah.
Right.
And
yep.
Yeah, I can do that with her. I'm trying to figure out what she'd like to do. I think she'd like to go on a drive, actually, because this has come up before too, hasn't it? Road trips. But I think driving makes talking easier sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah. And I think she's telling me that if we really want to talk together, we need to go on a drive where we can
I love that. Those are the best talks I've ever had, I think, on a long drive.
Yeah. And you're focusing on the road, and you can intersperse the deeper meaningfuls with, oh, look, a cow.
And we're going to listen to this whole, we're going to listen to this whole album at full volume, and then we'll talk.
Totally. So I think that's what she wants. I think she wants to go quite regularly. They don't have to be long drives, you know, it doesn't have to be from one end of the country to the other. But just driving around the coast, that's always a good drive.
Yeah. Sounds like you got your work cut out for you, if you can want to call it work.
Yeah, well, I have to do the driving because she hasn't got a license, so.
Yeah, maybe you can go out in the grass somewhere. And anyway, I was wondering about that part that was feeling really guilty about, or had to use the guilt because of this other part's decisions. And I'm wondering if it notices, or if you want to invite it to notice how you're being with this teenager.
It's a bit surprised. not quite sure that it's convinced yet.
You've only been at it for 20 minutes here, but
yeah,
it can see that there's different ways to connect with memories parts from the past.
Yeah, it can see that it's maybe possible.
Well, this whole long drive thing, like that wasn't in the guilty parts toolbox.
No, didn't have a clue about that one.
right.
And I'll just have to say that I'm realizing that every single part I have has got a huge streak of skepticism in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Regardless of what it's ostensibly about, believing anything other than what it knows,
it perfectly would explain why they're doing what they're doing, because that's all they have believed and known. And if we could just turn them off like a light, that probably would not be wise. So it's good that they don't forget, and that they keep an eye on you as in the same way that you keep an eye on them.
Yeah. And it wants, you know, those skeptical sort of elements of every part, what every single one of them wants is that it wants data, man.
It wants,
so you go on that long drive. Yeah. Okay. But I want to see, I don't even know what it wants to see, but it needs enough data that of the result of that drive that it can start saying, okay, fair enough, that's a little bit of proof. But
that process doesn't,
one drive isn't going to do it. That's only one data point.
Well, and because this part has been in a battle with an impulsive part. So you can, you know, you can have an impulsive part that says, hey, let's go for a drive. Hey, let me go work with this part. And then let's say, forget all about it later.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
Right. And then this guilty part's got to say, all right, I guess I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, that's all right. That's totally fair enough. I get that.
Yeah.
So,
and again, so the good news is when you really get to know an exile, when you go on a trip and you really spend considerable time getting to know an exile, which I believe this teenager is, then you don't forget them. You haven't forgotten exile parts that you've could become close with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lordy.
I know. I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I, oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm a bit
it's fine.
Out of words.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite the potential here is kind of
mm-hmm.
like with this teenager.
Yeah, all the things that you could learn and redo and all the parts that are in her system, her constellation, that you could help relax or find other ways to work with.
It's a bit mind-blowing, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I hope I'm up for it.
Yeah. I'm up for it. You can book more time with me.
I think I might have to.
Great. It's my favorite
this
thing.
Was, yeah, yeah. Because it's pretty, sorry, I'm, I want to say I'm overwhelmed here, but I'm not overwhelmed in the same way that you get overwhelmed when you blend. Mm-hmm. It's a different sort of,
it's like overwhelming clarity.
Well, no, overwhelming possibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So many options, so many paths to go, so many, like whoa.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, gonna...
I can at least say you have a clarity in seeing all of your options. Like,
there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I need to bring it just back into this one card.
Seeing that you have so many options, yeah. It's mind blowing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to just come back to this one car trip, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because
because that's what needs to happen next.
Yeah.
The part told you what it needed. You found the part and it told you what it needed. And
right.
That's the next step.
And I can do it. I can do that. Yeah. I can do that. Yeah. Oh my Lord.
Yeah. And you know what? If it asks you for something you couldn't do, well, you can have a conversation with it about that and figure out what you can do, you know? Like,
okay.
It's, and again, you know, self can kind of do anything with parts, but
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to request? Right.
You know.
Yeah.
God knows what teenagers going to come up with.
Right.
So, yeah.
But you know how to talk with her and to be with her.
Negotiate. Yeah.
Right.
I definitely can. Yeah, I definitely can.
Okay.
And if we can have a bit of a laugh together, that always helps.
Yeah. Okay.
Go and find something weird. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I've been meaning to say to you for ages about how weird this podcast is, because it suddenly occurred to me that it's probably the only podcast that is perfectly fine with minutes and minutes and minutes of dead time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it great?
You know, every other podcaster, that's kind of like their bete noire, right. You know, like, but
I know.
On this podcast, it's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. And it just amuses me so much. I just think that's so weirdly funny and cool.
Yeah, and it's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unique in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, James, I'm sure we're doing, you need your dinner.
I do.
Yeah.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
You know how to stay in touch with parts.
Thank you so much for hanging in there. I do appreciate it so much.
And I told you I would send you notes. I mean,
oh, yes.
There's three parts. There's three parts here there's the guilt. And there's the impulsivity. They go head to head. And this exile is a teenager, and you know what to do with her. That's the notes.
Okay. That's good.
So yeah, that's I can the send outline. Them to you if you want.
Yeah, I'll write that down as soon as we're done. I'll write that down.
Okay. Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great rest of your day.
Right.
Talk soon.
Yeah, same to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Do you want to help bring more self-energy to the world? If you'd like to participate in calls or help out with this project in any way, I'd love to hear your ideas. Join the Discord server or contact me at james@liveifs.com. A huge thanks to our audio engineer, Yvonne, for your care and diligence in editing the calls. To every caller, for your courage in sharing some of your parts. And to anyone out there getting to know their internal system, keep going. Who knows? That might be the most selfless, helpful thing you can do for others, and you're the only one who can do it. If you'd like to see us reach the largest audience, we must please the almighty suggestion algorithms at iTunes and YouTube, and they don't care about the power of IFS. They're looking for likes and shares and comments, and the sooner the better. Follow the links in the show notes right here in your podcast player to make your wishes known. And now, a minute of meditation. Or if you prefer, pull over. You can do it in 60 seconds. Just click one of those links. They're right there. And give us a like or a 5-star rating. It would really help. If you think this project is helping people, you're helping people by sharing it. Thank you.